Sri Sai Ram. Placing myself at the lotus feet of the voice and the listener of Radio Sai Global Harmony, that is Bhagwan Sri Satya Sai Baba. Dear listeners, I am Raghu from Team Radio Sai, and a warm welcome to all of you for today's Thursday Live, and a warm greetings from Prashanthi Nilayam, the spiritual capital of the universe. Today is 25th of January 2018, and the time right now in our studio is 11 a.m. Indian Standard Time, and it's a pleasant day here at the ashram. The temperatures are very comfortable. It's neither too hot nor too cold, an ideal weather condition. Bright sunshine, but it's not at all burning. It's very cool and pleasant. This is the segment Soul Inspirations. And as always, I like to start this segment by reading out today's Sai Inspires message. So in today's Sai Inspires message, there's a question and there's an answer for this question, which is taken from Swami's Divine Discourse, an excerpt from Swami's Divine Discourse. So I'll read it out for you. The question is, why should we cultivate love and shed all fear? And the answer goes like this. I quote from Swami's Discourse. I quote, people say Lord Yama, God of Death, takes everyone's life away using a rope called Yamapasa. What is this rope that takes every person's life? Attachment and selfishness are the ropes that bring end to each one. God does not create pleasure and pain from somewhere else. To think that due to others or external factors we get difficulties or happiness is incorrect. We ourselves cause our own happiness or grief. If we recognize this, we need not fear. When we are full of pure love, we will be fearless. Where there is sin, there is fear. So, never give scope to wrong deeds. Whatever small work you may do, first discriminate whether it is good or bad. Take time. Do not be in haste. Haste makes waste. Waste brings worry. So do not be in a hurry. Whatever happens, be peaceful. Pray to God and cultivate love for God. That love is the divine nectar that will remove all sorrow. Unquote. This is an excerpt from Swami's Divine Discourse, which he delivered on 20th of June in the year 1996. So in Sai Inspires message today, the question was, why should we cultivate love and shed all fear? So Swami gives beautifully the answer, which says that we should always develop an attitude of equanimous. To develop this attitude, we should cultivate love and shed all fear, so that whenever there is pleasure or pain in our life, we take it with equanimity. In fact, Swami always says, why fear when I am here, so near and so dear? We as Swami's devotees are blessed to recognize His devotee, His divinity. We have Him as our ultimate refuge. Actually, on this point, I would like to share with you all a beautiful incident, which was in fact shared to me by one of the alumnus of Bhagwan's university. It seems when he was student, there were chances which the students used to get to cook something, some special dishes, and they can offer it to Bhagwan. They can go to Swami's residence and offer it to him. So a group of boys thought of cooking pakodas, because they came to know that Swami used to relish this, eating these pakodas. But in fact, dear listeners, pakoda is an Indian snack dish which is made by frying in oil. It will be in the round shape. In fact, Swami himself used to jokingly call some of the boys as pakodas if they have put on a lot of weight. So these boys very carefully, with a lot of love and devotion, prepared pakodas, about 15 or 20 of small pakodas. In fact, they took extra extra care that the proportion, the quantity will be same, the taste will be good, it won't be too much bland, neither it will be too much hot or spicy. So they prepared a bunch of pakodas and they went to Swami's residence and offered it to Bhagawan. And Swami was very happy because of this act, and he started talking to these boys. There was a private session for a group of boys with Bhagawan. And as Swami was speaking about different things, Swami took one pakoda from the plate and just ate it. And as soon as Swami ate the pakoda, the students saw Swami's reaction and they felt that there was something wrong, because Swami felt uncomfortable. His eyes became wet. It was as if the particular pakoda which Swami had taken had a chili in it, and it was very spicy. So the boys felt a little bad because they had taken extra care. And unfortunately, the pakoda which Swami took had a chili in it. Then Swami himself told the boys, "Look, boys, see, all these pakodas are good, which you offered it to me. But I took the pakoda which had a chili in it. So in life too, just like how you offered me these pakodas, offer yourself to me. Then just like how I took the one pakoda which had chili in it, and I am giving you all the good ones, I will take all that is spicy and too hot to handle for you in life and make your life good and happy." Well, dear listeners, this was the assurance that Swami had given on that day. What we have to do, we have to just surrender to Him. Let us make Him to sit in the driving seat of our life and forget all worries. Then He will make the journey of our life very smooth. We should always have the attitude that whatever happens in our life is designed by Bhagwan, is willed by Swami. In fact, it is true. And if we have this attitude, we will always be equanimous and our life will be very smooth. Okay, now in this segment, Soul Inspiration, I'll be playing for you a talk, a short talk. It's just about 5 minutes long and delivered by one of the students of Swami's University. So let's listen to this talk, and at the end of the talk, I'll be back again.
Om Shri Sai Ram. This is Sai Fani Kumar, studying first BBA in Shri Satya Sai Institute of Higher Learning, Mudunelli Campus. Tvameva mata cha pita tvameva, tvameva bandhu sakha tvameva, tvameva vidya dravinam tvameva, tvameva sarvam mama sai deva. I offer my most humble pranams at Bhagwan's lotus feet, a loving Sai Ram to one and all. When I look back and ask myself what Swami means to me, I would truly say to myself, He is my mother, He is my father, He is my friend, wealth, strength, valor and power, and He is everything to me. A mother loves a child, so she nurtures it. A guru guides his pupils out of love. However, the ultimate testimony for the expression of God's love for man is when God Himself descends on earth, dons the human vesture, moves among the masses, and elevates man to the higher levels of morality and character, and stoops down to lift mankind higher. That is exactly what Bhagwan is. He comes down to our level and explains to us the subtlest of truths through the simplest of similes, that we cannot but admire Him. Projecting before us the need for a good life, propping the downtrodden up towards the moral side of living, and giving those trying for a livelihood a newer means of living. Swami's love, and love alone, is selflessness. And it is only the love of God which can pass the test of purity. In this world, it is God's love alone which is pure and unsullied, without any trace of selfishness and self-interest. The closest image of God's love is humanity, is that of a mother. For this reason, it is said, Mother is the name of God in the hearts and lips of little children. Now, when God himself comes down on earth as an avatar, taking the human form, this aspect of motherly love plays a very significant role in the mission of every avatar. When Mother Yashoda wanted to get hold of the naughty little Krishna, she would tempt him by showing the butter in her outstretched hand while hiding behind her in another hand a cane. Our Mother Sai too is doing the same today. She has tempted all of her students to flock here by the means of various degrees that the institute has to offer to us. It is concealed that within, the real purpose is to impart and to confer upon us the rich culture and spiritual heritage of the great land of Bharat. This is exactly what we all are undergoing in this institute of higher learning. Bhagwan is the most inspiring and loving teacher for all of us here. He teaches through love, which is his medium of instruction. He explains through demonstrations. Bhagwan himself has explained on some occasions that he is like a physical instructor who teaches through demonstrations. Every action and every word of his is an ideal for us to emulate. Bhagwan is also the most patient teacher who inspires us. One more point I would like to make here is that Bhagwan lessons are not limited to spiritual matters alone. He teaches us business management, computer, lasers, fiber optics and every other subject in a very simple but yet profound manner. Another important aspect of our stay with Swami includes execution of the duties allotted to us. Swami often stressed on the importance of understanding that duty is God, work is worship. He has raised the status of duty to God. We, too many times have said, we are ready to do anything for the sake of duty. Now, if we analyze these two statements, we find two things in common, duty and God. If in our statement, we supplement duty for God, the statement becomes, we are ready to do anything for the sake of God. In such simple ways were explained the subtle philosophies. Truly, Swami, we remain yours forever and you ours. I sum up my feelings in these words. I asked for difficulties, but he gave me challenges to overcome. I asked for wisdom, but he gave me new opportunities to work out. I asked for favors, but he gave me new tasks. I received nothing I wanted, but I received everything I needed. Thank you, Sai Ram.
Dear listeners, once again, greetings from Prashant Nilayam. I am Raghu from Team Radio Sai, and this is the segment, Soul Inspirations. And just now you listened to a short talk delivered by Brother Fani Kumar, who is a student currently in Sri Satya Institute of Higher Learning, Modenhalli campus. And as you listened to the talk, Brother Fani Kumar said how Swami beautifully molds his students and also his devotees. On this line, there is always one question, one doubt which normally we get. That is whether Swami chooses those who are capable of serving him, or does he give strength to those whom he has chosen to serve him? And on this regard, I would like to share a beautiful incident that happened. And this was again narrated by one of the alumnus of Bhagwan's University. Once, long ago, maybe in the year 1980s or 1990s, a VIP had come to Swami, and Swami gave the VIP and his wife an interview, and after the interview they left. And after they left, Swami called one student, gave him one sari, and told him to go and give this sari to the wife of that VIP. So the student came out of the interview room, and then he started wondering. He thought, yes, Swami has told me to give this sari to the VIP's wife, but where will I find them now? And then suddenly one thought comes to him. He gets a thought. Those days, whenever VIPs used to come to Prashant Nilayam, they used to stay inside ashram. So he runs to the accommodation office and finds which room was allotted to this VIP. And in the accommodation office, he gets the room number. He immediately goes to the room to see if the VIP was in the room. And he finds the room to be locked. Then he asks the Sevadal who was present in that building about the VIP. And the Sevadal says that the VIP's car is parked right there, but they are not here. Then this student starts thinking, okay, this VIP is not in Mandir. They are not in their room, which is allotted to them. Then where will they be? And then another thought comes to him. The thought is, generally those days, after having Swami's darshan in the morning, the devotees go to South Indian canteen for having their breakfast. So he thinks maybe this VIP and his wife will be in the canteen having their breakfast. So he immediately goes to South Indian canteen and asks the in charge of the canteen if the VIP had come there. And the in charge says that yes, the VIP had come there, they had their breakfast and they have left. Now the VIP is not there in the canteen as well. So now again he starts thinking, okay, the VIP is not there in Mandir, not there in their room which was allotted to them, not there in the canteen, then where will they be? In fact, the VIP's car is there. So car is there in the ashram. So they haven't left the ashram yet. So where will they be? And then another thought comes to him. Those days, after having Swami's darshan, generally, devotees go and meet Professor Kasturi, who is Swami's translator, to give their respects to him. So the students think, okay, maybe the VIP and his wife would have gone to meet Professor Kasturi. So he goes to Professor Kasturi's house, and to his surprise and happiness, he finds the VIP and his wife talking to Professor Kasturi. Then after the meeting, when the VIP comes out, he approaches the VIP and gives the sari to the VIP's house, say VIP's wife, and says that Swami has given this prasadam to you, madam, please take it. And the VIP's wife very respectfully and gratefully takes the sari. And then this student was very happy. He comes back to Mandir. And when he comes back to Mandir, he sees that Swami is present in the Mandir. And Swami is talking to a group of boys. Very keenly, Swami is narrating something to the group of boys. And this student, as he enters the Mandir, he also joins the group of boys. And as soon as he joins, Swami looks at this boy and points a finger to him, and all the other boys also look at this boy and they all start laughing very loudly. And then Swami goes inside interview room. Then the student was surprised why they all saw him, looked at him and laughed. So when he inquired with other boys what had happened, the boys say that from the time the student was sent by Swami to give the sari to VIP's wife till the time he came back, Swami was giving the live commentary moment by moment what the student was doing, what were the thoughts that were coming to him. Swami had told told the students that first this boy will go to accommodation office, then he will go to the room which is allotted to the VIP, then he will go to the South Indian canteen, and finally he will go to Professor Kasturi's house and meet the VIP. So Swami was giving a live commentary moment by moment to the students. And then Swami comes out of the interview room and calls his boy inside interview room, and Swami says, "See boy, when I give you a task, when I tell you to serve me, I also give the strength to serve me." So this is one beautiful revelation, beautiful message that Swami has given through this experience. So dear listeners, I thought I will share this experience, as Brother Fani Kumar in the talk also shared how Swami beautifully molds all his students and devotees. Okay, after that, in this segment, Soul Inspiration, I got one more talk delivered by another student of Swami's university. Again, a short talk, just 3 minutes long. So let's listen to this talk, and I'll be back after the talk.
Om Shri Sai Ram. I am Shivram Krishna, doing my third BBA at the Sri Sathya Sai Institute of Higher Learning, Mudanalli campus. Swami's birthday was one festival which we would look forward to very eagerly as children in the primary school. To witness all those programs in the Kulwant Hall would be a feast for our eyes, and to present a card to Swami on his birthday would be a feast for the heart. We used to take cards to Swami for every festival, but taking it to Swami on his birthday was that much more special. We used to make a huge card, and in all our innocence and childishness, on the top of it, put a message with these words: "Happy birthday, Swami." And Swami used to ever so smilingly say, "No, today is not my birthday. Every day is my birthday." That was a statement that did not make much sense to my little mind at that point of time. Much later, I analyzed that seemingly simple statement, and it gave me a very profound message. Swami keeps referring to us as Divyatma Swarupulara, embodiments of the divine Atma. He also keeps reminding us that we are all divine beings, as He is, and the only thing is that we are yet to realize it. Every day there are people being born. Then, does this also not mean that the birth of these sparks of the divine make every day the birthday of the divine? My analysis did not stop here. When are we truly happy? When we received our first cycle for our 6th birthday, we were happy until it broke. When we get the gold medal in our college, we are happy until we receive a job. When we make our parents proud of us, we remain happy, maybe as long as they are. But always, this happiness seems to be temporary. Then is there no happiness that is permanent? Well, the answer in Swami's words: true happiness lies in union with God. That permanent happiness can be experienced when we realize that very truth, that we are no different from Him. Therefore, the day we realize this, that day Swami might actually say, "Yes, today is my birthday." Let us all gift Swami on this birthday a worthy gift, the only gift that He ever expected, that we keep up His name. And one day, let us wish Him happy birthday in its truest essence. Swami, every time I need some love, You are there for me as a mother. Every time I need some care, You are there for me as a father. Every time I need some advice, You are there for me as a teacher. Every time I need some support, You are there for me as a friend. Every time I need You, You are always there with me.
Dear listeners, that was Brother Shivaram Krishna, a student in Swami's University from Mudayanalli campus. So as you listen, dear listeners, in the talk, short and sweet talk delivered by Brother Shivaram Krishna, he said, as Swami always says, that we should always be happy. Just extending on this topic of be happy, I would like to share one beautiful equation for happiness. Happiness is equal to a fraction which has got a numerator and a denominator. The numerator is the number of desires fulfilled, and the denominator is the number of desires entertained. So happiness is equal to number of desires fulfilled divided by number of desires entertained. Okay, let me give an example. If the number of desires fulfilled is 7, and if the number of desires entertained is 10, that is 7 by 10, which is equal to 70%. So 70% of happiness. Suppose we have 70% of happiness. Now what we try to do, try to make it 100%. So for the fraction 7 by 10 to become 100%, we should make it 10 by 10. This is what generally people do. But while making, so people try to increase the numerator. That is, they try to fulfill the desires. But what happens is, as the numerator is increased, as 7 tends to 10, so that it becomes 10 by 10, that is, as we keep fulfilling our desires, invariably the denominator also, without our knowledge, the denominator also increases. That is, as we keep fulfilling our desires, we also entertain new desires. So when we try to make the fraction 7 by 10 as 10 by 10, without our knowledge, the fraction becomes 10 by 15, 10 by 12 or 10 by 15. So 10 by 15, it is 66%. So in pursuit of happiness, in our effort of making the 70% happiness to 100%, we have reduced the happiness. We have made it 66%. Well, this is what generally people do. But there is one more way to achieve 100% happiness. Now, what we have to do, we are trying to make the 7 by 10 as 10 by 10 so that it becomes 100%. But there is another way to make it 100%. That is, instead of increasing the numerator, just decrease the denominator. That is, instead of making 7 by 10, 10 by 10, make it 7 by 7, which is also 100%. So that means the decreasing the denominator means decreasing the number of desires entertained. In fact, if we keep decreasing the denominator, the fraction becomes much more. And in fact, 7 by 0, if we make the desires entertained fully 0, 7 by 0, the fraction becomes infinity. That is, we get infinite happiness. So that is the equation for happiness, which is equal to number of desires fulfilled divided by number of desires entertained. So we should always try to decrease the denominator by decreasing the number of desires entertained, which is an easy way to increase the happiness. Okay, dear listeners, that was one thought which I thought of sharing with you all. The equation for happiness after listening to the talk delivered by Brother Shivaram Krishna, in which also he stressed on the fact which Swami always says, that we should always be happy. Well, the time in our studio is 11:30 and it's time for me to leave. So I offer this segment, Soul Inspirations, at Bhagwan's Lotus Feet, and I sign off for today, and I'll meet you again next Thursday. Jai Sai Ram.
Bhagavan, Svikar, yeah. Bhagwan, Bhagwan.
Hey, good.